Coming up on May 4th is an open house for the Iowa National Guard unit in Marshalltown. The Iowa National Guard invites local businesses, community members, and educational leaders to experience firsthand the professionalism, capabilities, and talent of our soldiers and airmen. Participants will hear about the state and local National Guard missions. They'll learn how military service develops highly skilled, adaptable individuals and see the National Guard capabilities in action through demonstrations and more. The event will start at 11 a.m. at the Marshalltown Armory, 909 Summit Street. Registration is required for the event as they're serving a lunch. Registration can be found by following a link that's posted at 1230kfjb.com. Iowa Commandant Todd Jacobus said in the release, there's a quick turnaround request for registration, so please consider jumping on this soon. It will really be nice for the Iowa National Guard to see the community of Marshalltown as a significant partner in our community. Bob Ranson, Marshalltown Water Pollution Control Plant Superintendent, does not want a bunch of chemicals washed down your drains and into the underground water pipes. People have a chance to drop off those hazardous wastes once a year for free, and he says that's coming up in May.
It's going to be Saturday, May 16th from 8 to 11, and that's going to be hosted at the Water Pollution Control Plant at 1001 Woodland Street.
Ranson suggests for people to look through their basement, garage, or storage areas for any items that the city will take.
Stains and varnishes and paint remover and thinners and, you know, maybe old gasoline or aerosol solvents, you know, just those really strong cleaners, you know, ammonia-based cleaners, and like those rechargeable batteries from tools that have quit working, you know, petroleum-based products, fertilizers, pesticides, weed killers.
He then goes on to list a few things they won't take.
Used motor oil, oil filters, lead acid batteries, needles, ammunition, explosives, compressed gas cylinders.
If there are any items that they cannot take at the free hazardous waste drop-off day on May 16th, Ranson suggests to check out the Marshall County Landfill. Their website has a list of items they'll take and any fees that would be associated. Yesterday was a beautiful sunny day in central Iowa, and today looks to be about the same. Local farmer and Farm Bureau board member Ethan Crow was excited that we got some rain this spring, but he's ready for some dry weather.
Just based on what I've seen, we've got a lot of a tile, drainage tile, field drainage tile that's running full. So I feel like in most places here in our area, soil profile is pretty well charged up. I think we're good to go, and I think a lot of people would appreciate if it just stops raining for a bit. Let's go out and get some work done and see what we can make grow.
He says the moisture overall is a good thing as that'll help the planting process, and farmers always hope for a nice rain after those seeds are in the ground.
You want to plant into some moisture in the soil, ideally, so we put our corn seed 2 to 2.5 inches in the ground and beans 1.5 to 2 inches, just trying to get it into moisture for the most part. Then that helps that germination start off.
While Iowa has spent much of the last few years within some drought conditions, Marshall County shows no drought conditions according to the U.S. Drought Monitor map. Iowa as a whole has about 5% of the state in at least moderate drought. A year ago, the Drake Relays tried a new event, the World Shot Put Series, all created by Olympian and shot put world record holder Ryan Krauser.
He's accomplished so much in the sport. He went out on his own to say, hey, I'm going to reinvent the sport. So it's a brand new format, unlike anything you've ever seen, unless you were there last year, I guess. And that's Wednesday night, a free event at Drake Fieldhouse at 6 p.m.
That's director of the Drake Relays, Blake Bolden. He says more than 1,000 people were watching the debut event last year in the Drake Fieldhouse. The fans mixed in with this new event created a ton of energy.
In 2025, going into the World Championships, two of the three longest throws in the world were that night. So Roger Steen and Trip Peppery, both are World Championship medalists and among the very best in the world, had two of the three best throws in the world in 2025 that weren't even measured.
This event always has a ton of energy, and the way it's all set up, there's not a lot of leg time between the throws.
The marks aren't even measured. So if you think of a shot put competition, typically every throw is measured and it slows down the competition. In this case, the lines are on this sector, and it's either you like a long jump, or excuse me, like a high jump or a pole vault, either you go over the line or you don't. So there's no exact measurement.
For more information or to find tickets to other events, head to GoDrakeBulldogs.com. There's no Iowa law or constitutional amendment that declares the date on which the legislative session ends, but a couple of things ended yesterday. Tuesday was the 100th day of this year's Iowa legislative session. It was the last day legislators get daily expense money to cover the cost of meals and lodging for staying in Des Moines during the week. It's also the last day of pay for their clerks each legislator hires to handle administrative work. 35 states have constitutions, state laws, or regulations that limit the length of legislative sessions. Missouri's legislator, for example, must end by midnight on May 15th. Many studies indicate excess screen time can impact a child's brain development, even leading to behavioral issues, depression, and anxiety. But a new study finds too much screen time can also hurt the heart. Dr. Aaron Davis, a pediatric cardiologist at Amplify Health by Gunderson, says the report published in the Journal of the American Heart Association is especially alarming.
It showed the increase of cardiovascular diseases and cardiometabolic diseases with increased screen time, that being high blood pressure, high cholesterol, increased abdominal wall fat, and increased insulin resistance.
More children are spending more time on their screens at school and at home for education and recreation, so Davis says it's no surprise the negative health effects are becoming more severe in kids.
It is scary. It's things that used to be only an issue in older adults, and it's becoming younger and younger and younger that these kind of diseases are creeping in on us.
Parents need to take an active role in monitoring their kids' screen time, and she says they need to walk the walk by leading by example.
Modeling behavior is really big when it comes to screen times. You can't tell your kids to get off their phones when they're sitting there watching you do that.
In addition to demonstrating healthy screen use, Davis says parents need to help their kids understand when to put the devices away, how to use them wisely, and how to avoid multitasking.
Having some rules where there's some screen-free time. No screens at the dinner table. When you're going on outings, don't need to be taking the iPad everywhere. Making sure screens stay out of the bedroom. No TV, no phones in there, which can help lessen the screen time, and it can also help with children's sleep by not having those screens in there.
Davis says studies from the American Academy of Pediatrics suggest children 2 years and under have no screen time, while older kids be limited to 1 or 2 hours a day. This is National Work Zone Awareness Week, and the Iowa DOT is participating with their counterparts across the country. DOT Work Zone Operations Engineer Brian Worrell says the driver behind the wheel is the biggest factor in being safe.
Driver behavior really is the key to safety when you're approaching these and driving through these work zones, because you never know what's going to happen. So we want you to be aware, expect the unexpected.
He says there are already 180 active work zones across the state.
The number one cause of the crashes in our work zones are rear-end crashes where somebody's not paying attention and the traffic's slowing down in front of them. And so they run into the vehicle in front of them. That's by far the most common occurrence.
Worrell says don't tailgate other drivers and follow the new hands-free cell phone law.
We're really happy to see that went into effect, and we're watching the numbers. It's a little bit too early to tell exactly what effect it will have overall on crashes throughout the state, but we're hoping for a positive trend on that. Yeah, absolutely. Put your phone down. Put your devices down.
Worrell says you can check the 511 site to see where the construction zones are before you head out. He says the 511 system does integrate with other navigating apps, such as Google Maps or Apple Maps, that you may use, and then they can tell when there are slowdowns or when construction zones are ahead. The Iowa legislature has sent the governor a bill requiring the Iowa DOT to check a federal database if someone seeking a driver's license or a state-issued ID does not arrive with proof they're a citizen or a legal resident of the United States. Senator Tim Kreienbrick, a Republican from Fort Dodge, says he and his wife recently provided birth certificates and other documents proving their citizenship when they got their Real ID driver's license from the DOT.
I think my wife kind of put it off a little bit because she didn't want to get all that stuff together. So, but we still did. And we wanted to verify that we were citizens so that we knew that our ID was up to date and were able to travel.
Real IDs have been required for domestic air travel since May of last year. Senator Cindy Winkler, a Democrat from Davenport, is among 15 lawmakers who oppose the policy. Winkler says the SAVE system does not contain a comprehensive record of all citizens.
For that reason, the information gleaned from the SAVE program should be considered useful but not definitive in assessing an individual's citizenship.
Bill backers say the SAVE system is over 99% accurate, and if there's an error, someone can appeal the DOT's denial of the driver's license. The Iowa DOT will need to do some updates, and the policy is scheduled to go into effect March 1st of 2027 if the governor signs the bill into law. A Premgar man is facing multiple felony charges following a high-speed chase. We'll tell you more about that incident near Sioux Center after this.
Parents of Marshall County, if your student is headed to an Iowa community college, or university, help make paying for school a little easier. The Frank Pierce Trust offers educational loans at just 1% interest. This trusted local program has been helping students succeed since 1950, and the application process is simple. Learn more about eligibility and apply online at frankpiercetrust.com. But don't wait. The application deadline is May 31st, 2026. That's frankpiercetrust.com.
And welcome back. 76 degrees, and we have mostly sunny skies. Let's rejoin Zach in the newsroom.
A Premgar man is facing multiple felony charges following a high-speed chase and a struggle with officers in Sioux Center. Authorities say 28-year-old Nicholas Tesla was stopped Sunday afternoon for speeding but refused to provide information and threw citations out of his vehicle. Court documents say Tesla then fled at a high rate of speed, reaching about 90 miles per hour before abruptly braking and continuing to evade officers. Officials say when he was finally stopped, he refused to exit the vehicle and had to be removed, leading to a struggle. Authorities report three officers were injured during the incident, including a state patrol trooper and a deputy. Tesla is now charged with multiple counts of assault on law enforcement, eluding, and interference with official acts. He was later released after posting a $5,000 bond. Authorities have not released an update on the condition of the injured officers. The Iowa House has unanimously voted to send $3 million in state funds to the University of Iowa to support pediatric cancer research and clinical trials. Representative Weldon of Des Moines says it's a start.
I'll be the first to say it. $3 million is not enough to solve pediatric cancer. It's not enough to undo the reality that children in the state are being treated with drugs designed for adults, with consequences that can follow them for a lifetime.
Weldon says the goal is for the state of Iowa to consistently provide this level of annual support of research into cancer treatments designed specifically for children.
It gives researchers a foundation to build on, to attract federal grants, to draw private philanthropy, to partner with institutions and foundations that are looking for states serious enough to put their own money on the table first. Commitment attracts commitment. The next child diagnosed in Iowa deserves better than what we have today. This is how we start delivering it.
A separate bill that's emerged in the Senate would raise the state tax on vaping products and dedicate up to $3 million of that new tax revenue to pediatric cancer research.